This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is different music for Elliot. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. Elliot Shore Parks set to join us to address, well, a couple things. Number one, or maybe number two, would be OTAs and what he saw at the open practice a couple days ago. But the other thing we need for Elliot to address is an allegation from a listener to the Go Birds podcast. Elliot, how we doing?
So it's so funny. The second that happened during the pod, the first person I thought of was Hugh and your show.
Really?
So, yeah. That's honestly why we can get into it. But
okay.
Yes, I will defend myself.
All right. So you can defend yourself here. I want to find the actual allegation. I believe it's a good listener named Matt who said he was listening to the solo Go Birds pod.
Yes.
And he heard a noise that he considered maybe something. And you seemed to quickly say it wasn't what maybe everyone was thinking there. So, all right, can we hear this? And it's a little bit challenging to hear. So
it's a more, if we're, you know, describing farts, it's probably a more airy fart.
Okay.
Than one that Hugh let out.
Yeah, okay, I understand the difference. All right,
you have to listen.
We
have to strain.
We are, yes. All right, so let's listen to this. And I suggest if you have wherever you are, maybe really concentrate, put your work down, or if you're driving, pull over. This is important stuff. Here it is yesterday, Go Birds Pod. A listener alerted us to this noise.
Cut him at that point with less of a salary cap implication in terms of losing salary cap space. By the way, the table just moved. That was not what you thought it was. It was not a fart. It was a table moving.
All right, can we hear it one more time? Now that you know where you're kind of listening for, one more time, the fart, non-fart from Elliot on the pod.
Cut him at that point with less of a salary cap implication in terms of losing salary cap space. By the way, the table just moved. That was not what you thought it was. It was not a fart. It was a table moving.
All right, as the expert on all things this, Hugh, what was that?
I'm the expert?
Yeah, you've become
on
that.
Farting?
Yeah.
That
he
was going stay there.
It was not farting. It did sound like the table, but it didn't sound like Elliot.
Well, here's what I can do as someone, and I will say now that I'm the one being accused, I feel bad for Hugh, who has wrongly been accused for what, almost a year now about this.
And guess what?
So he's done it twice.
There was another one too.
He's done it twice now. And
here's another one.
He wasn't like because when you started to cut weight and all that was not a fart, y'all. That was a thing. I saw everybody looking. No, but I didn't fart though. Neither one.
Well. I was going to say, what I can do is I'm at the same table, so I can move it right now and show you guys. You ready?
Go ahead. That's a different noise. It's a little bit different.
That is not, no, a little different of a noise.
Not quite the same. A little more emphasized.
I would tell you this, Elliot. The unfortunate thing about when you try to tell people that it didn't happen, the sound's not the same, and they're not going to get that. Basically, they're going to accuse you of fart. You're not
that heel's going to stay there.
That's, see what I'm saying? Isn't that
what you're saying is the truth doesn't matter.
Yeah,
essentially.
WIP. The truth does not matter around here. Elliot, let me ask you this. Why did you feel the need to address it so immediately? Because it was slight. Maybe you thought it was louder than it was, but I don't know. If you don't address it, I'm not sure any one of your listeners even picks up on it.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because you guys live rent-free in my head 24-7. And so the second it happened, I could literally hear you guys bringing it up unprompted. But you're right. Had I not mentioned it, I agree, probably wouldn't have been thought of. So that was the only mistake I made was addressing it.
All
not,
right.
Not farting.
All right, we'll take your word for it. But we're on alert now. I mean, I'm going to be listening
more often
to the Go Birds pod, just and really intently, just so in case this happens again. All right, Ellie,
every listener is a good listener.
That is true. All right, let's talk about OTAs this week and the one you got to attend. All right, a couple things that seem to stand out to me. One, the Bryce Huff situation. So yeah. I think, you know, I saw you and many others say you didn't see him there, right? He wasn't at practice. And then Jeff McClain reported that he hasn't really been at any of the organized team activities or the offseason program. But perhaps this is a mutual decision. What do you know and what do you think is next in the Bryce Huff situation?
Yeah, so the Bryce Huff situation, I think June 1st is a big date in this. After June 1st, the salary cap ramifications of moving on from him change quite a bit. They're not going to release him like today or prior to June 1st, but in a world where maybe they did, they'd lose $21 million in cap space. So they're not going to be doing that. That's not financially smart at this point. But after June 1st, if they trade him, and I do believe there's a trade market for Bryce Huff, like, Eagles fans can think whatever they want of him. A year ago, every team in the league would assign Bryce Huff. So I think there is interest in going in another team acquiring Bryce Huff. And if they do that, they save $4 million in cap space. So you go from having around $25 million to close to $30 million in available cap space. So I don't believe Bryce Huff will be on the roster this season. Is there a world where they bring him to training camp? Maybe, but they have so many options of guys they want to get snaps there. I don't know if they're going to want to give snaps to a guy in Bryce Huff that clearly Vic Fangio, as we saw last year, not a fan of putting on the field. And I think it'd just be better for both sides if they split up.
All right, so you mentioned there probably would be some teams that were interested because a lot of the league would have been interested a year ago in free agency. So what kind of return here? Let's say they could find a team that will take him. Are we looking at anything of note, or is this a seventh-round pick, sixth-round pick, and we're dumping him?
So I wonder if this is a player-for-player trade, a team that maybe has a player that is in a somewhat similar situation to Bryce Huff where, you know, good player, has shown he can be a good player, but maybe doesn't fit for where they are. I could see that. But we've also seen Howie work with the trades that have conditions on them, right? So maybe you acquire a six-round pick that can become a fifth if he does certain amount. If he gets double-digit sacks, maybe he becomes a fourth. And I know people might laugh at the idea of him getting double-digit sacks, but I blame the Eagles just as much as I blame Bryce Huff for the situation that they're in. Now, they won the Super Bowl, so this is not like a huge miss or mistake by the organization, but I just think Bryce Huff, like, they once he got in here, they wanted him to be a player that he had not been in his career. They signed him hoping he could develop and become a better run defender, hoping he could become a three-down player. And that's not what he became, and that's not what he was when they signed him. So I think if he goes to the right situation, rushes on third down, you could see him become an effective pass rusher again.
Yeah, but the thing of it is, the money that they gave him, that's probably why teams have been reluctant to get him. Elliot, you think that's the case because you're paying him to be a specialist? Yeah.
Well, so the only thing is the Eagles already gave him that signing bonus check. The new team that acquires him doesn't have to worry about that. Mm-hmm. I don't have it in front of me, but I believe that the team that acquires Bryce Huff would only pay him around $2 million. So because it's only a year out from the contract for the Eagles, that's a big cap hit prior to June 1st. But for the team acquiring Bryce, you actually get him at a pretty cheap salary.
So, Ellie, you mentioned you think that they're okay with all this because they have a lot of players they want to give snaps to. And I understand that, I mean, especially what they did this offseason. Where do you feel about that position? Let's just remove Bryce Huff. Like, do you feel they're strong enough there? Because I look at it this way. I think it could work and it could be good enough with Vic Fangio. And I like some of the young guys, especially Nolan. But I'm just imagining if there's a game Nolan Smith is out, right? And we know he's been banged up a little bit in his young career. If there's a game he's out, who are the edge rushers? We're talking about Jalix Hunt, Josh Uche, and Azeez Ojulari. Feels light.
Yes. I agree with you that for a Super Bowl contending team, which obviously is what they are, they do not have the set of edge rushers on paper that you would look at and go, okay, this is a set of edges that you would feel good about winning a Super Bowl with. Now, ironically, they just won a Super Bowl with this set of edges, right? I mean, Brandon Graham didn't really play in the playoffs.
Well, Sweat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good point. You're right. Sweat. But I would say that I feel good about the future of Nolan Smith. I think Jalix Hunt is going to be a good player. I think Azeez Ojulari is a really good signing, but they don't have any sure things along the edge. And so I completely agree with your assessment that, like, come week four, could we be looking at this and going, man, Jalix hasn't really developed. Azeez, there's a reason he wasn't signed for 2 weeks in free agency. 100%. Now, they also do have good pass rushing defensive tackles. Jalen Carter, obviously one of the best defensive players in the NFL. He makes the edges better. I think Moro Ojomo showed last year in limited snaps that he can be a really good pass rushing defensive tackle. I think with more snaps, he'll be even better. So on the interior, which is important, you know, they are good. But yes, the edges definitely have something to prove.
All right, Elliot, what's your take on the Cooper DeJean situation and how they're going to use him? So he spoke the other day about them getting him some snaps on the outside. You know, last year he played exclusively inside and he was great at it. And there's one school of thought like, hey, he's good at that. Leave him there. But I understand the other side of it where it's like, hey, you drafted him in the second round to be a playmaker. And if he can handle outside, that's more valuable. I'm good with them trying him out there. Where do you come down on this?
So I do understand that being outside is contractually more valuable, but I'm not sure on this team, and really, I would argue in today's NFL, like, it is a ton more valuable if you remove the money part of it. Because if you look at Cooper DeJean, first of all, he'll be on the field for every single snap. So whether he's playing on the outside or the inside, when he is healthy, he will be out on the field. When they're in base, he'll be outside. When they're in nickel, I think he'll move to the inside. But also, a lot of really good receivers travel inside now, right? You look at CeeDee Lamb does it all the time, obviously. Ja'Marr Chase last year lines up in the slot. The Rams move their receivers all around. So having a really good inside corner that can play nickel is very important. I also think his game just translates better to being in the box. He's a physical player. He's a really good tackler. I think you get more value out of that on the inside. And again, he will cover really good receivers on the inside. So he will be on the field for every snap for the long term. I can understand why he would want to be on the outside. But if he plays like he did last year, he will get paid and he will be a difference-making player no matter where he lines up.
Do you think where they play Cooper is more about Cooper or the other people around him? What I mean by that is, let's just say that Adoree Jackson and Ringo are just okay, and they think that Cooper could be just as good or better at them on the outside, and they like what they see from both Sidney Brown and maybe Makuba could play some nickel. Like, my point is he going to be the one, is he the chess piece they can move anywhere, and it's about what else is strong, or is it about him?
It's a good question. So I don't think Sidney Brown or Makuba are going to be realistic full-time options at nickel. I don't think Sidney can do it. And Makuba, maybe, but I think they definitely want to try him at safety. And I think it'd be tough to transition him either in camp or early on in the season to a full-time nickel. The player I would keep an eye on, and really one of my main takeaways from being at camp or at practice this week, Mack McWilliams is not the undersized corner that he was made out to be. I know in draft season, we can really get caught up and, you know, if a guy is 6'1 versus 5'11 or, you know, whatever. I just know, having watched cornerback plays for my time covering the team, looking at Mack McWilliams, he is not an undersized corner. And he, I think, is bigger than Avante Maddox was. So I think that at nickel, it would not shock me if they really like what they see out of Mack McWilliams and Keeley and Adoree are struggling, if maybe they consider him on the inside. But I do think, to answer your question, it is more about Cooper, like where Cooper is at his best. And then from there, they can fill in the pieces.
Elliot, let's end with this. And Hugh, I don't even know if you saw this, but I have to imagine, Elliot, you were proud. I saw a couple days ago that there were some graphics out there with OTA quarterback stats for the Cleveland Browns. So now we are.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so we're taking the training camp stats, and now other beat writers are doing the OTA stats. I even saw Colin Cowherd using on a take on his show. So how do you feel that what you started, the movement, is really going across the NFL?
Yeah. I feel proud. I feel proud to see other beat writers doing what I've been doing for a few years. I think that it's informative, which I think is really good for fans. I would tell everybody that has started to do this that training camp stats matter more than OTA stats. So hopefully we can put those all in proper perspective, but more information, the better. And the last thing I would say is this. We all know last year Jalen Hurts set the franchise record for completion.
Lean into it, Elliot. Lean into it.
He set a franchise record last year. What I now need is, if you're a beat writer for another team, let's see if any other quarterback can beat that record. Let's see if another quarterback can beat it. I don't think anybody can. And if no one does this year, I will start calling it the NFL record for completions in a training camp without an interception.
I'm not mad at
I just that. Can't wait till my FanDuel app has the odds for who's going to go the longest without a training camp interception. And I jump
That's
on
exactly
those,
right.
those
exactly
props this right. summer. All right, Elliot, we appreciate you hopping on. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll talk next week.
Sounds good. Talk to you guys soon.
All right, there he goes. Elliot Shore Parks there. What is the final verdict now that he gave his I don't know what you call it, I guess defense there of himself? Do we believe Elliot farted on the solo Go Birds pod?
No, I don't believe he farted. I believe it was a table.
I kind of believe him. I kind of believe it. I came into it thinking he farted, and then I heard him, and then he did the chair, and he did come across, and maybe I'm being fooled, he did come across, I thought, honest in his response. I'm letting him off the hook. I don't think it was an actual, unlike Hugh, I don't think it was an actual fart. Kyle, do you believe Elliot?
I do.
I do too.
Yeah, I thought his explanation for, like, learning from Hugh's mistakes.
Yeah.
Really?
Is,
that's what we're doing.
Well, also yours was like way more pronounced.
Totally.
And this first one, like, there's no question in my mind this is a fart.
That heel is going stay there.
It's so
like,
obvious.
That's so
it's
bad.
The pause in your own talking. Like, you almost knew it was happening.
Not a fart.
You paused, it happened, and you try to plow through that.
Not a fart.
No.
But
he
I mean,
wasn't,
I can't.
Wasn't
he
happening.
Wasn't. Like, he, like, because when you're starting to cut weight and all that, that was here. Not a fart, y'all. That was a thing. I saw everybody
we're
looking.
Here. We're here now. So, you know, it is what it is.
The addressing it is one step removed from what the Jaguars' former general manager did.
Excuse me. No, he farted.
He
had what you call the bubble guts.
Yeah.
Yeah, he probably needed to go to the toilet after that.
I need to find that full. Yeah, hold on. Because that is one of the funniest press conference moments I've ever heard. Like, for him to stop.
This the new GM or the old one?
No, the old GM.
Yeah, that's how you knew the tenure was over.
Still got a couple of days going through. Coach and I haven't sat down and gone through the final board yet.
Yeah, he sounds like he might need to check his drawers.
That's how you know the tenure is about to be over.
Excuse me.
Yeah, that is rough. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, so what do you think about Elliott's thought of Bryce Huff and that they could get something real back for him? I mean, I don't know.
I mean, he there's something to that, but to have – like, I understand he said the Eagles paid the biggest part of the nugget. I get that.
They did, yeah. But it wouldn't cost the next team as much money.
But I'm assuming this year, I don't know what his number is. What did he sound like, a 3-year deal?
It was about $351, yeah.
So.
I'll find the base salary this year.
But it's going to be somewhere. I don't know what the base salary is, but put it like this. It's starter money. Like, if you're putting Bryce Huff, you're paying Bryce Huff starter money to be a specialist. That's where I think it's going to be tough for the Eagles to move him.
So I think they might be able to move him to a bad team that has extra cap space. It's like a lottery ticket. I'll give you a team like Carolina, right?
Yeah, but again.
But you're not. I don't think they're getting anything back. It's going to be a 7th-round pick. It's a
yeah,
dump.
But that's what I'm saying.
Take him.
You're taking a player that, if you're looking at it and you're being realistic, you asked him to be something. You paid him to be a starter.
Yeah.
And he's not. He's a specialist. That's where Bryce Huff got over on. Well, he won in this. He's probably got starter salary.
So I don't know.
The base is $1.17 million.
Yep. So that's the base, but the cash he's owed this year, which also matters to teams and owners,
yeah.
Right? Cash flow. He's owed $16.7 million. Now I don't know how much of that the Eagles have paid already in this calendar year.
Yeah.
But that's to me that's the
ooh, that's the thing. That's the thing because it's like okay, you're talking about the low base, but you still owe him starter bread like $16 million.
He also has a $500,000 All-Pro escalator that I don't think anyone's going to have to pay this season. So we could wipe that one out.
I mean that's the pill. That's the nugget you're going to swallow because it's like he's going to be. He needs to play. He's gonna have to be on the. He's gonna have to be.
Here it is. I got it for you. It's the first game of the season. So of his money this year, there is a $15.8 million guarantee that has to be exercised by the start of the 2025 regular season. So if he's on a team, if he's on your team in September, you gotta pay him cash.
That's starter money.
Yeah, of course it is.
And you're asking him, Bryce Huff, if he plays 30% of the snaps. Which is way more than he played here. That still ain't justifying that $16 million nugget.
So what are they going to do? Cut him? They told him to stay home. We're like, we can't just bring him back now.
Which to me is surprising because I thought that, you know, knowing what we thought we knew about Howie, you know, that you don't like to make mistakes and things of that nature. For them to just walk away like that and tell him not to come to camp, that's telling.
Well, it also tells.
Because we all thought he was going to get a bounce back or get a chance to, you know, redeem himself. He's not even getting a chance to do that.
No, I think they've moved on. They haven't actually done it yet. Let's go to Jules in Louisiana. What's up, Jules?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Jules?
I went to the early game yesterday, Phillies, and I think we don't have to ask ourselves should the Phillies have hit the guy because we hit the ball off the bat and injured their pitcher.
Well, that is true. He's hurt. I think he's going to be out a while.
Yeah, the baseball gods. I don't know if it's Thor or Jesus or whatever god you think it is.
All of them.
They took care of it. The baseball gods have taken care of it. They injured one of ours. We injured one of theirs.
So that happened. It's
by
not
accident. Ours was by accident.
It's not good enough for me. But you're right. They did get an injury yesterday. You're right about that.
Yeah. So we left that series with one injury. They left that series.
And theirs seems like it's more serious. That kid might be out a while. All right. So what do you think about Reese? You want him back?
I'd get him cheap enough. I'd take him back.
And I do think it would be cheap, Jules. Now, if he keeps hitting over the next month, perhaps there's a few other teams interested, and then it's kind of like you have to win the bidding war. But I just based on his position and his contract, I don't think it's going to cost a ton.
We got bigger fish to fry. I don't think that should be on the front burner. That's the back burner.
So what's the bigger fish? Bullpen?
Bullpen, center field. We got other things to deal with.
Yeah, center field is a hole. I mean, I think center field's tough to fill because there's not many center fielders that hit. They're all kind of like Brandon Marsh and Rojas, which makes it difficult. But you're right; they don't have good production there. All right, Jules, what do you got for us? A vacation spot we should check out.
All right, they're not liking us very much. Americans, we're not very welcome in Europe right now. I think. Well, not the people seem okay, but they don't like us in the country right now. So I'm thinking you guys go outside the box. Go to Asia. Go to Chiang Mai, Thailand.
Fabulous. Thailand. You ever been to Thailand, Hugh?
Mm-mm. But I always want to go.
What's there to do there, Jules?
Oh man, it's got. Well, you got the Thai food. You got khao soi, the fabulous Thais. They eat it all the time. You got the mountains. You got the. They got the long neck tribes there. They got the people that wear the chains. Their necks are real long. Go out into the thing.
He's somebody doing culture stuff.
Yeah. It sounds cool. The food is good.
Elephants.
Elephants. You wash them or wash them?
Wash.
Yeah, they got their legs blown off by landmines in Cambodia. They come over and they take care of them.
Oh, you mean like injured elephants?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wow, I didn't even know that was a thing.
I'm about to do that, but yeah. Okay.
You wouldn't wash an injured elephant?
No.
Why?
I wouldn't watch an elephant that wasn't injured.
Well, but that's more understandable because it could be a little dangerous.
Elephants stink and they're big.
But that's why they need to be washed. Yeah, but if this one is
man, listen,
the legs don't work,
it's not pretty friendly.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't tend to do things. I don't know if y'all noticed this or not. I don't tend to do things put me in harm's way.
You know, that's what makes Tri-Day funny.
No,
you
I'm not
professional football.
That was different.
What do you mean?
It was a different era. Like, and you know what? To your point,
it was more dangerous then.
Yeah, and you know what? To your point, I remember when I took you to a game. We went on the field. And I was watching the warm-ups. And I remember getting scared because I'm like, damn, I can't believe I did this for 10 years. So I was like, I can't believe. Joe,
you got scared.
What an idiot that I was to do this. I think that happens to everybody. Because you realize when you're on field level, when you get older,
yeah,
you're like, damn.
I was part of that.
And it just blew my mind. I remember that vividly. Because the Eagles were playing the Patriots, and they were in town, and I forgot who the linebacker was, but he came up and spoke. And I just remember he was big, tall dude, and I was just like, had the pads on and everything, and I was like, I'm an idiot. I can't believe I used to do, I used to do this for 10 years. I couldn't believe it. And it was that moment. I was like, yeah. And you're right. It was a few things that I used to do that – I just sit back now and be like, damn, I can't believe it. I used to ride motorcycles like a maniac while I played. And to this day, I watch, when I watch other people ride motorcycles that can ride, like dip through traffic, I'm worried about them. I'm concerned. Like, for real. Because nowadays people don't really, they don't watch motorcyclists like that. They don't, they're not aware like they used to be.
Drivers are more distracted now than ever.
Yeah. I mean, I'm fearful for those guys. I really am.
Wow, what a change. 180 Douglas over here.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. 215-592-9494. We'll finish up with your phone calls. On Rhys Hoskins, are you upset the Phillies did not retaliate? We got to get to you people they were everywhere last night.
They went viral yesterday.
You people were at the Phillies game holding up a poster, which was awesome to see. Plus, something happened around here lately that has me thinking about who the real Phillies authorities are at this radio station. We'll have that next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
I wonder who this is about. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. Could be about Rhys Hoskins when he arrives back tonight. I want him to stay. I want Rhys Hoskins back as a Philly at the trade deadline. Agree, disagree. The Phillies obviously had a chance to be the man last night and hit a Brave. Didn't do it. Find that disappointing. But Hugh, I think we have to rewrite a list around here. Because we have some Phillies authorities at WIP, right? We're the station of the Phillies. We got a lot of people around here that love baseball. We have some Phillies authorities that have established themselves over the years. But I think we have perhaps a new sheriff in town.
You're so messy.
I'm not messy. I'm giving credit where credit's due. A couple weeks ago, we had the Jose Alvarado suspension, right? That was a big deal.
Yeah.
And what I didn't realize then, and I found out that next day when we were discussing it, Alex Cole, he is a producer here at WIP. He's often on weekends and overnights and late nights. He was one of the first people that actually had the information that Alvarado was getting suspended. So obviously good on him, and he has a source. And last couple days, he's thrown out some trade rumors that he's heard. You know, Phillies has some interesting Cedric Mullins of the Orioles, Mason Miller of the A's, which obviously would be some upgrades here for the Phillies. So we'll see what happens with that. But Alex, you know, doing a good job here at WIP, and now he's got some sources, so he's breaking some news for us. Good job. So I think if we make a list here, and I want to make a fair list of Phillies authorities at WIP. Alex, after breaking the Alvarado news, got to be on the list. We all agree on that? Alex doing a good job breaking
news?
Alex
has been on the heater.
All right, we have Devin Caney, who's our Phillies reporter. They're at the games all the time, reporting on the team. She obviously is a Phillies authority here at WIP. We have Ruben Amaro, a Phillies authority at WIP. We have Ben Davis, a Phillies authority at WIP. Am I missing anyone? We have, we have Fran, who helped you hit a parlay yesterday.
Fran, he just walked in here, you know, talking about his parlay. He gave me another one. I forgot what it was that quick.
You have been all over Taiwan Walker stats. By the way, he pitches tonight. I'm going to need a line by the end of the show for Taiwan. But you have been the Taiwan whisperer from opening week of the season.
I'm thinking five.
Five innings?
Yeah.
I like that.
I'm thinking five now.
I don't know
the routine. I can't believe that we've been here for damn near 4 hours. It's almost time to go.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Don't weasel out of the Phillies Authority segment.
I'm just saying you're being messy.
I'm not being messy. I'm naming the Phillies Authority station.
You like being messy.
Well,
you
not
called it.
Did I miss anyone?
Okay, I almost just did it too.
Alex Call, Devin Caney, Ruben Amaro, Ben Davis.
That's three times for me today.
Francisco
Ben,
Rojas.
Yeah, Ben. Buzz.
Seltzer.
Yep.
Where's Jack Fritz?
Jack's in here too.
Jack is.
Is he still a top five authority on the Phillies of the station?
Yes.
Well, hold on. Alex, Devin, Ruben, Ben,
Jack. Are you gonna let me finish? You go. Just keep continue being messy.
As recently as a few days ago, sure. I think he's flustered by this whole thing.
By the Alex Cole ride.
It's so clear. If you're listening, this is what you bring to the table that I appreciate immensely. It's your expertise in the field because you played the game and you come from a perspective of the fan. Played baseball.
You
played baseball.
I know, but when we say played the game, I think of you and Ike and Richie.
Well, he did. Well, his unique perspective. I like Jack's perspective when it comes to baseball.
I do too.
And Jack, let your co-host Ike and Spike get in your head, man. Don't let them get in your head.
I'm trying to make sure.
Spike can't even do push-ups. You gonna let some dude that can't even do push-ups get in your head?
See, now you're being messy.
I am.
I think it's too late.
Feel bad for
it's him. In his head.
No, I'm just saying.
You should have heard him the other day.
No, I feel like Jack is, we know Jack. Jack wears his heart on his sleeve.
Jack's a great Phillies fan. I'm just wondering if he's still one of the top five authorities on the team at WIP. They do the Eagles inside of the year power rankings. Mm-hmm. It's fluid, the Phillies authorities. We just have some new members. I mean, Alex is jumping up the list.
I'm trying to think of what I can say about
it. Broke the Alvarado news.
I gotta take a shot at it. I don't know what to say, though. Take a shot at it. Because I dead wrong for picking with Jack like that. But I know it feel like it's mostly Spike, though.
Well, whenever you want to take a shot at Ike, we just play the audio of him singing and dancing. Dawkins thing.
No, listen.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This weekend is, you know, we're going to get together with the family. We're going to have a Brian Dawkins weekend. And like we do every year, Ike's going to be the MC. I at some point during the night, Ike's going to end up being the MC.
Is that kind of how it happens? Just goes that way?
Somehow. That's why I said, like, I'm just going to stay there. I'll put this one out there.
I know the song.
Because let me tell you who Ike is in a nutshell. Ike is the uncle at the barbecue that when he gets around family and they get to playing the OJs or something like that, Ike's going to get up there. Ike taking over. The OJ, yeah. Ike taking over now. He going to take over. It's just a matter of time. Yeah, people all over the world. Yeah, all that. Let something jump and come on. Ike will sit there, and you know what the best part about it? He'll need a whole lot to get going. He just need, you know what I'm saying, just a nice little nudge.
Yeah.
And then Ike's gonna take over the MC at point. I hope I get a chance. Now I'm saying he probably listening. He's probably not gonna do it, but I hope I get a chance to videotape that because it's gonna happen.
Please do and send it out.
It's gonna happen. Please,
we just don't need you joining then.
I'm not
living in this big blue world.
Normally when I go into social settings like that, especially when I'm around my old teammates, I just kind of sit back and just laugh and giggle. Yeah. Because Hollis is going to be there. We all know Hollis.
Hold up, guys.
94 WIP breaking news.
Niners and Eagles working on a trade that will send Bryce Huff to San Francisco for a mid-round pick. The trade cannot and would not be processed until after June 1st. Both sides working to make it happen, and Huff already has reworked his contract to help facilitate the trade in San Francisco. Huff, yeah, whatever.
Do you guys know the connection? Why it makes some sense?
Robert Saleh.
Robert Saleh is the defensive coordinator once again of the 49ers.
And he's going to get the most out of it.
Well, that was...
I forgot he was there.
That's the best he ever was in the NFL, was with Saleh two years ago when he had 10-plus sacks. All right. Well, you know what caught my attention? The mid-round pick. That's better than I thought they would get. I when Kyle started reading it, and I realized we're talking about Huff here. I was expecting him to say late round pick. If Howie can finagle a fifth round pick from the Niners for a guy they told to stay home, I will take that.
So the Eagles are only now going to take on $9 million.
Okay, so they're good.
Leaving the Niners with 7.95.
So Hugh, that changes the perspective a little bit. They owe him 7.95, the Niners, not the 16 that it was going to be.
Yeah, so the Eagles took some of that hit.
Nine.
Yeah. I mean, that's still a lot for a part-time player.
Though. Well, and the Eagles are paying $9 million to get a fifth-round pick.
Yeah,
I mean, they're dumb.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a dump, though. I am impressed they can get something as high as I'm just guessing fifth-round pick off of the mid-round pick thing. Is fifth still a mid-round pick? What's mid-round? I think 3, 4, 5 is mid.
Yep.
All right, so I mean, if we get a fifth, I'm totally good with this. He wasn't going to play here. I mean, it's just like they told him to stay home.
It sounds like that was the case. It sounds like by them telling him to stay at home that he had no place here.
Let me ask you this. Do you have any, and I'm curious what you think particularly on this, because I know you at one point believed in him. Do you have any concern that we are sending him to a team that we often have to deal with?
Like this I thought about that.
It's not an AFC South team.
I thought about that, and there's some irony to that. But the Niners have taken on some water.
They have. Now, they have one of the league's easiest schedules. A lot of people think they're going to bounce back. I'm not sure they're going to be great.
Are you asking me if I'm concerned about San Fran coming in here and doing what they did to us a couple years ago? Probably not.
Well, no. I don't think they're quite at that level they were. I'm just saying we're trading them to a team we could run into. Like, it's not out of the realm of possibility that the Eagles play the Niners in the playoffs this year. Like, the Niners could get a 6 seed
and play us. I know what you're saying, but I also look at it like this, Joe, because I'm processing it. It's – You don't have too many dance partners.
That's true.
In this,
you got to take with someone's offer.
And if you're like, because here's the thing, the biggest thing when it comes to Bryce Huff for me is the money. And you talk about roughly before if you get the Niners to take this on $16 million. No, everybody's looking at that. Most teams looking at that like that's a lot to pay for a guy who isn't going to play every down. Now, Salah, that's different because he knows him and he's probably in that office right now saying, I could get the most out of him. I could get a 15-sack season out of him. Or, let's be more real, 10-sack, because he had a 10-sack season. So, I can get some production out of him. And he's probably going to put him in a position where he's probably going to be a guy that roams around. Because, you know, you got the other Bosa kid out there. So, he'll probably play opposite of him, or I could see him lining up on the same – if they get him, lining up on the same side, running stunts, and freeing him up and allowing him – to use his speed and some of the things he does to his advantage. I can see that.
So Elliott said it opens up around $4 million in salary cap space for the Eagles.
That's obviously good. They can roll that over next year when they have to pay more of these young guys or use it to still upgrade the team.
You know what the irony is, though,
what's
Joe?
What's that?
He goes to the team that knocked us out the year that we were trying to go to the Super Bowl, and they get beat, and now he goes as a Super Bowl champion to the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I do think the landing spot is interesting, that they wanted him. I understand the Salah connection, but it's not some terrible team. It's, right? Like, it's not some terrible franchise. Yeah. It's a good franchise that wins a lot, think they could do something with
it. Would it be insane if he had a decent season with the Niners?
I think he'll have a decent season. Now, sure when I say decent, 8 sacks.
Well, that's decent.
That's more than decent.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I don't expect it to be anything, you know, earth-shattering, but 8 sacks, that's respectable.
Are you gonna hold the L on this?
You gotta take it.
I'll take that.
Okay. It's a massive.
We are growing as a show.
Slowly.
And I will take the L.
Massive L. All right, let's go to Black Gritty. He has that L sometimes. That. What's up, Black Gritty?
Man, you out here doing some dirty work. You trying to get Jack, a.k.a. No Load, knocked out of the top five? Man, a lie. You better get some sources is all I'm saying.
I'm just saying. I need authorities here, I got a lot of authorities.
We take our baseball serious around these parts, man.
No, you don't, you punk Scooby. You out here throwing balls in people's heads. You out here snuffing love again. Guess what? Somebody kept talking about somebody came to the job and hit you. If you were at a function that you didn't have to work at and somebody looked you sideways, you'd be mean mugging people in the street on a regular basis. And you out here talking about me? Bryce Harper's been hit 92 times, and Topper ain't done nothing about it. It's not one, it's two, it's three. At some point, You got to stand up to at least let the league know, stop hitting my baby, okay? How come Bryce is the only one taking all these hits? Yes, that's thank you, Bryce, for choosing me. That's my baby. I mean, he shakes his head. He still sets the man of baseball. That's my guy. You have got to let the league know you can't keep coming at my line like this. You got to stand up and do something. Now they're here messing with Trey. You know what I mean? He finally started hitting the ball. Now you want to hit Trey? Nah, see, it's because they have to be soft. And that's the manager. If the manager say hit him, you hit him, and then somebody got to fight. That's what it is. I don't care if they soft. You know what I mean? I guess that's why I need some pepper up in there. That's why I need some jazz music instead of all this country music. I need some fight out here, okay? So I'm sick and tired of you, because I know how you do. You petty. You out here throwing hands for no reason all the time. And that's why your partner had the time when you sit in the chair.
I'm trying.
Now, Joe Giglio, you get on my nerves, see?
What did I do today?
You're happily married. You got a family. But let me just tell you something, because me and you be out here in these streets. When you break up with somebody, this is how it goes. You break up with them, they either change your number and your name, and they give you some scary voicemail number when you call and say no, not to answer you. Or they block you. So that way, when every time you call, you just get the doo-doo. Then it gets to the point where you call them, and they don't change their number on you, dog. You're at level change the number resize. You don't talk about this man so much. You made him lead a country, state, and team and change his number. Now you're trying to call him back. You can't even get his number. The only reason I want Reese back here is if his wife comes with him, okay? If we get his wife back over here in Philadelphia, then bring him on back home, okay? And boy, calm down, you. Hey, she was out here buying everybody beers. I mean, she is the queen of Philadelphia.
She was. That was
she
awesome.
She always will be. He can come back and bring her with my guests. But I don't need Reese. I need pitching. I need relief. I need relievers. I need help.
I need both. I apologize to Reese. We moved on. He's good now. He's ready to come back.
You can't apologize if somebody don't got their number no more, baby.
Well, I'll send someone to send. Well, then you can apologize for me. Tell him I want him back on the Phillies.
I will. And watch yourself about the Rojas boys. You know what I mean? Just because we have a bad couple weeks, when we was out there riding high, you want to give us no credit. Now we're a little bit of something trying to bring some
hits in May. He said it with bravado.
He's got six hits in May, Rojas boys.
Hey, see what I'm saying? See, last month we was out here flying home with 300. You ain't want to say nothing. You know what I mean? You want to ignore the real numbers. Now you're out here with a little slump. You want to talk trash? Watch yourself, Joe Giglio, and you stop being a punk Scooby McDoo.
I agree.
Who's out here going to the World Series? I talked to y'all.
All right, Black Rudy, we appreciate it. Yeah, I'm glad he came after you.
What?
You heard that.
What?
I mean, you've been soft this whole time.
I'm trying to do the adult thing.
Nobody
sometimes
cares about being an adult.
Adulting is hard.
This
man.
Is WIP.
That's why we've given up.
All right, can we check?
I can't give up, though.
You got it. Can we check in with you people who yesterday brought a sign to the Phillies game?
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Yeah, so shout out to Brittany. Came through with the You People sign. I do want to apologize to everybody in that section, though.
Why?
That had to look at our faces on that poster.
For the whole game.
The whole game.
Yeah.
That's tough. But
well, listen, You People, they're everywhere.
Yep. They sure are. I like this guy at the beginning of the show who was commenting a lot and said, this Joe guy really gets on my nerves.
Mm-hmm, me too. Big old jerk, that guy.
I love it, this Joe guy.
This guy that I'm watching right, show.
He just got here today.
Yep. Just showed up.
And then another one. This Joe guy is the same host who wanted to hit wanted someone to hit a Brave,
yes.
A mean-spirited person.
I'm mean-spirited?
Yep.
This is pro sports. Stop being a baby. Like, I'm like, what's the call that called and someone's going to die?
I can't believe you get the most of the heat on Friday.
Well, just wait. I'm sure it'll shift.
Yep. Why don't you just let Hoskins live his life?
He's a Major League Baseball player.
They're still on you. They're still on you.
You know what? You guys have it your way. Watch Kepler hit in the postseason. Count on Bohm.
Well, I don't like what is us doing a show about bringing Reese Hoskins back? How is that disturbing? Him living his life?
Yeah, people hear different things, man. People hear different things.
What do we think about Elliot Shore farts?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's timely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Very timely.
Couple out of context comments here that slipped in. Lakin should be fired for this.
You know what? Just say that one.
For what?
Anything.
What do you do?
Anything we did.
It's on him.
So I need someone's head on his platter.
It's on the boss.
Yeah. please, Hugh.
That's
that
it?
That one just, yep.
That sounds like a lady. Was that a lady?
I'm going to guess that was for you defending the Phillies not hitting the Braves.
Maybe, yeah.
Like, oh, probably. Please, Hugh, come on.
Oh, probably.
I don't. The effort today was kind of lacking. A little effort.
They didn't come after you as much.
Well, wait a second.
Wait. Hold on.
Well, Hugh, somebody said Hugh's two biggest fears in life, water and accountability.
That sounds like a recurring listener.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
The themes pour out of the radio.
They know you.
They can hear it.
And somebody pointed this out. I forgot about this. This is the last thing. Hugh had a moment earlier in the show today.
Oh, yeah?
He just run. He's blocky. He looks like a linebacker. Yeah, and he just
but
looks funny running.
What do you think you are now?
A linebacker. Blacker.
And it reminded them of this moment with Ramondre Stevenson and the Patriots reporter. Listen to this.
What do you think that your best feature is? I mean, you're a big back. You're good run black back.
Yeah, that's when you say it like that, dog. It's a slippery slope.
And the reporter can't recover.
Like, no, you can't. You can't. That's why I kept saying it, and it kept coming out the same way. And I'm like, hey, we here. And we here.
But the worst part is, the reporter continued to stumble. I don't know if you caught the end of it, but he still failed.
Yeah, because he knew once he said black. It was a wrap. Nobody heard any. Kind of like I did, because when you hear line blacker, you'll hear nothing else. You just hear line blacker.
But the end of it is.
What do you think that your best feature is? I mean, you're a big back. You're good run black back.
You're a good run blacker. You're good. You're a big black guy. Like, because it's easy to fill in the blanks at that point.
I think if I had to guess, he stumbled over blocker and backer.
Linebacker.
And it just turned into blacker.
Good thing we're all inclusive. Yes. Because if we weren't, boy.
It's good being all inclusive. All right, we appreciate you people. You know what? Let's light a little fire before we end the show today. Jay in Philly wanted to get in on the Jalen Hurts conversation from yesterday. Jay, what's up?
What'd you say, really, Joe?
What's going on, fellas?
Jay!
What's up, Jay?
Hey, Hugh, man. Why? They know you don't do certain things, man, and they still act surprised.
Because
when
they,
you
because
cool.
You know why? They get a kick out of it. That's where we are in life.
I know. But they act like they guys who got stuff mounted bare hands over top of their fire places or something, man.
Jay, let me tell you. Joe's, I've hung out with you. Joe, it would be a problem because Joe is the type of cat, he's willing to go. He'll go. Like, that's the problem. He will try it. And that's an issue that we would have.
I'm going hiking in the Cascade Mountains in Washington
State.
See,
that's what I'm saying.
July,
I'm ready. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, Joe, man, you going to have face paint and a Rambo knife with you, man. You going hiking in the national park.
That's right. I'm not sure about the face paint, but I'll be ready to roll. All right, what do you think about Jalen Hurts? Is he the second best quarterback in pro football?
Yeah,
game?
Hurry up.
I would. Oh, because me and Kyle was going at it. So yeah, I wouldn't be upset if he was the second rated quarterback. Josh Allen in the last 5 years has thrown over 60 interceptions. Okay. Joe Burrow has thrown 45 interceptions, and he had a year where he was injured a lot of the year. In basketball, you got guys who can score 20, 25 points, but you can stop them when you need to. And these quarterbacks, they're not winners. When we say winners, nobody cares about who was in the AFC Championship game 20 years ago. Nobody cares about that. Okay, so those guys are not winners. And when everybody says that these guys is because of Mahomes, guess what? When Tom Brady was there, it was the teams in the AFC that won Super Bowls. So I don't want to hear that, man. I don't want to hear it. Stop saying that because the Steelers got championships. The Ravens got championships, okay? Other teams won when the best quarterback ever was there, and these dudes can't beat a dude that we beat once and should have beat before too. So I don't want to hear about that, man. Joe Burrow got a whole offense. He put his offense winning. From college.
All right, Jay. Let's continue this next week because we really have to go. I just want to let him light the fire onto the airwaves, and then we go. Listen, Hurts a really good quarterback. He's not top two. I mean, yesterday I had to tell Hugh about this. Now we got to tell Jay. I mean, just sit on it for the weekend.
Nope, better than Josh Allen, Burrow.
No.
I'm gonna let y'all have it.
Quickly, because we got to go. I looked up the numbers. Last 4 years since Hurts became the starter, Lamar, Jalen, Allen, Burrow. There's only three statistical categories that Jalen wins. Three. Of all the four guys, win-loss record, so they got the winner thing, rushing attempts, and rushing touchdowns. And most of those because of Tush Push.
And the one biggest...
He's got a ring. Yeah, he's got a ring. Yeah, we know. All right, we got to go. That's it for us today. You guys have a great weekend. Afternoon show next. We'll talk to you Monday from the Brian Dawkins Golf Outing on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.